Our Helpless Condition in Sin, March 22. Faith and the Gospel. And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. By sin we have been severed from the life of God. Our souls are palsied. The sense of sin has poisoned the springs of life. By nature we are alienated from God. The Holy Spirit describes our condition in such words as these: dead in trespasses and sins, the whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint, no soundness in it. We are held fast in the snare of Satan, taken captive by him at his will. God desires to heal us, to set us free. But since this requires an entire transformation, a renewing of our whole nature, we must yield ourselves wholly to him. The warfare against self is the greatest battle that was ever fought. The yielding of self, surrendering all to the will of God, requires a struggle, but the soul must submit to God before it can be renewed in holiness. Many realize their helplessness. They are longing for that spiritual life which will bring them into harmony with God, and are striving to obtain it. But in vain. Let those desponding, struggling ones look up. When sin struggles for the mastery, look to the Savior. His grace is sufficient to subdue sin. Let your grateful heart, trembling with uncertainty, turn to him. Lay hold on the hope set before you. His strength will help your weakness. He will lead you step by step. Place your hand in his, and let him guide you. He will set free the captive that is held by weakness and misfortune and the chains of sin. He is always near. His loving presence surrounds you. Seek him as one who desires to be found of you. God's promise is, "Ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart."